We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about rock and roll and sex.
Uh-oh. And even the term rock and roll, many people concern that it was developed because for sexual reasons. But I still think Alan Freed did it. Whether why, I don't know.
Is the sexuality in it, or was it imposed on it by like the fears of the culture or whatever?
That's a good question, but I'm not a psychiatrist. But
just whatever you think.
No, I don't. And it wasn't aware of that. So, again, I was probably very naive. I think Wake Up Little Susie was just a reflection of typical teenage dating. I don't think they really thought of us having any sexual...
But that's what the fear of it was, right? Like, we're going to be in trouble. What am I going to tell your mom? What am I going to tell your pop?
Yeah, but
when they say ooh la la, right?
I think that we thought as disc jockeys and as kids that we thought it was just whoops. It wasn't on purpose. There was nothing going on. When we got about 17 or 18, we started getting suspicious.
Right.
But I think we were a lot more naive than today's culture.
So even when you would hear the literal narrative being delivered in the song of like, what are we going to tell everybody? We just overslept. They're going to say that ooh la la.
I've been there.
What does that mean?
Oh, I was told to get home at 11 o'clock. It was 11:30. Whoops. You know, and
yeah.
Sorry, you know, it wasn't anything that I was planning.
Sure, but like there's like some looming shadow of like, ooh la la.
What does ooh la la mean? It was a terribly naive time. Terribly naive time. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Big Bopper is a disc jockey from Dallas.
Is that true?
And he recorded that thing, and of course, it is suggestive.
I mean, like, the Me Too movement would be all over this song.
Well, absolutely. When you start going through cultures or eras, man, things change. Yeah, that definitely. And it's been re-recorded by Jerry Lee Lewis, matter of fact.
Really?
One of them, yeah.
So, talking about this, like, the sexual inference being there or not, you're saying that you felt like the culture was pretty naive about like the sexual inference there, but like Chantilly Lace, I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know if anybody knew what a Chantilly Lace was, but baby, you know what I like. You know, we knew that.
Okay, good point. Yeah, but in like as a grown man now, you look back and you know what Chantilly Lace was, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know how much influence it had, but yeah. Right.
So, did that feel like it was rebellious when it was like on the radio? Playing that on the radio? Did you ever play that on the radio?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that it seemed like it was rebellious. I think it was what was going on. You know, it's just everything was not necessarily in rebellion. We weren't necessarily, I mean, you can take it as a psychological or physiological or some kind of a sociological looking right about it and everything else. And it was in fact, basically, sexual. But I think that when you do that, you have to look at the sociology at the time.
Maybe rebellion is a wrong word. I don't necessarily mean like, you know, an act of like defiance.
Yeah, we didn't throw things.
Right. I just mean more like maybe you're being realistic about a change that's happening culturally.
Yeah.
And it's not about like screw the man. It's not like punk rock. It's more like this is what we're doing now.
Yeah. I think that's true. Now, some of the racially black music might have been different, but I don't think so. I mean, there was more more freedom in sexual innuendos in the black music than there was in the white.
So what was your like awareness of that at the time? Like, how do you know that?
Well, because there's some songs were actually outlawed on the radio. We couldn't use them.
What?
Honey Love was one of them. I never understood why, by the way, listening to the record. Today, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it.
Who does Honey Love?
I don't remember, but it was one that we couldn't play.
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it when you hold me tight. I need it in the middle of the night. I need your honey love. I want it when the lights are low. I want it just before you go. I want it because I love you so. Have a little mess and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me. Pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze, 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 squeeze. That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it, cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it, cause it feels so fine. I love it, yes, it thrills my spine. I love it, cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love.
That's you and me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's kiss,
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 kiss.
That's the honey love. Ooh, I need it.
I need it
when the moon is bright. I need it.
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it.
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need.
Oh yeah.
Honey love. I need.
Baby.
Honey love. I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
It's, you know, things like Big John, at the end he says, Big John, one hell of a man. Well, they took that off the radio. They wouldn't let you say hell.
Oh, really?
So it's a culture difference, you know. I remember there was one disc jockey, it was at Crux in Phoenix, in fact, who said what they did is with the Crux, instead of taking the one hell of a man at the end out, they'd go, Big John. And that's how they. Yeah. And one day I was listening to him, and this is after things have changed some. He said he played it as an oldie, and he said, we used to boing the hell out of that.
So true or false, rock and roll is sexual?
Define sexual. I mean, is it the actual, quote, I'll say this carefully, violent act of sex? Ooh. Are you talking about having a cocktail and being with your girlfriend on the couch? And
you're talking about like violence versus sensual?
Yeah.
What I mean is, when we just say the word rock and roll, is there, or the phrase rock and roll, is there sex in that?
Not until you started convincing me of it.
So let's start off with Alan Freed. Is that?
Alan Freed's a possibility, but I don't know that he had. Of course, he developed the name rock and roll. I don't know what was in his mind. People have said that it was, in fact, a sexual act. Mm. I'm not sure I ever felt that way or agreed with that, but I've heard that.
So, let's cue up a song. A whole lot of shaking going on by
Jerry Lee Lewis.
You know it.
Well, see, I had to. I was going to be cool.
Sorry.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't
said shake, baby shake. I said shake it, baby shake it. A little shake, make it shake. Come on over.
He got very borderline. Of course, you remember, he married his 13-year-old cousin.
He's a little scandalous.
Yes.
For sure. It's interesting because Alyssa's mother, when she was 14, Alyssa, my girlfriend's mother, when she was 14, was hit on by Jerry Lee Lewis.
That didn't surprise me.
When he was performing with her mother at the time, Patti Lloyd. This song. Like, what does this mean to rock and roll? Like, what do you remember about the first time you heard the song?
This is shaking now. There's another song that would be better to discuss, but...
Oh, okay. Great Balls of Fire. Yeah. Is that you're talking about?
So, that one I had a different... This one here was just good rock and roll. The other one, the Great Balls of Fire, I was questioned.
So, I want to talk about that, and we'll listen to that song next. But this song...
Shake, shake. I'm dancing.
It's just all about shaking.
Yes.
Come on over. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Never thought about that. Even as we speak, I haven't thought about that.
Okay. It's funny because...
I hear what you're saying.
But when I listen to this song, all I can think about is sex.
I know. Like, well, it's the same thing with Little Richard did a song, a whole lot... Well, one of his songs, you saw it one way. I never even thought about it until you mentioned it.
Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. And I have to apologize to you for that because I always... Okay, so first of all, let's play Good Golly, Miss Molly. Okay.
Rolling.
I always was very critical of the idea that you couldn't know that this was about sex. Because it says, good golly, Miss Molly, she sure likes to ball. When she's rocking and rolling, she don't hear her mama call.
I know what it says. But I always thought of it as a ball being a dance.
A party.
Party.
So I recently was reading a book by Zora Neale Hurston, who is an African-American writer that was part of the Harlem Renaissance. And she had a dictionary of Harlem slang in there. And ball meant to dance. I always said, like, come on, I know what sure likes to ball means.
Yeah, see, that's an era thing, a culture era thing. Yeah, I never knew that, and I always thought it was just party.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Another song that you and I had a lot of contention about was Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking about. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, people walking about. Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love. Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
I just meant kissing and necking and that kind of thing.
When do you think, like, when did that change? When did making love become Tinder hookup?
When I got about 17 or 18.
it was a personal change.
No, I think it was there, all of us. But no, I think that that was a very romantic song because I can see a couple being under the boardwalk and kissing and hugging and rolling around in the sand and stuff, and not having to be sexual. Sex wasn't as much of a drive in my era as it is today.
But couldn't they have kissed out in the sun? Like, why did they have to be under the boardwalk to just kiss?
Romantic.
What's romantic about it?
I'm a romantic, so therefore, you know.
But you've been to New Jersey, right?
I have been to the boardwalk, but that's right.
But, you know, like, under the boardwalk doesn't sound like a romantic place.
Okay.
Under the boardwalk's where it's at.
Oh, yeah. This is going to knock your socks off. You never know who you're going to run into, what they're going to be doing. You love the bridge.
Yeah.
Right? This is a lot like being under the bridge, I would think.
Oh, it's way better than that. Yeah. Under the boardwalk is a magical place, man. I have a special place in my heart because I had my first kiss down here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh, dude, all kinds of romantic shit happens.
Man.
Oh, God. Oh,
no.
Guys banging each other.
I saw, but what? Why? That's not magical. It's not romantic. That's your idea of romantic.
But I have listened to it since, thinking, how could I have thought that? But I've gone through the culture change too.
Right. So, like, because the perspective has changed, yeah. You're like, now I can acknowledge that maybe that was there, but it literally didn't exist to you when you heard this song when you were younger.
Right.
Okay.
If we'd explored it, if somebody sat down with me and said, you know what this is saying? I probably would intellectualize, gone through and say, oh, you know, but I didn't, that never happened.
You never, it didn't feel like there was any gravity or weight to it. Like, This is interesting to me. Like, was rock and roll just sort of like, it was just culturally happening and no one was worried about it?
It's very shallow. I'm sure there were people worried about it, but I wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
And the people that I hung out with and, you know, all that.
Before we finish with the sexual music, I want to ask about one more song. Can you play Hanky Panky?
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
It's sexual in that I think it says to me that she does things that are sexual, but she isn't talking about the act.
Okay, so it could just be like she's flirty or something. So, like, when you think about the term hanky-panky, like, put yourself back in the 60s. This song's there. What does hanky-panky mean?
It's such a silly... I guess I would have said it's a silly song. There was a lot of silly songs back then. The other day I listened to it. Maybe this is too modern, but... I was listening with my six-year-old grandson, and the surfing bird came on.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird.
And I sat there and I said, do you think that's a good song? He said, it's funny. And he laughed. And it was.
And is that the thing? Like, is that the fun? Doesn't necessarily permeate now in music like it used to?
Probably. I don't know. I don't listen enough modern music. I'm more into country music these days. But
because
it's kind of like, the old rock and roll.
You took my daughter to like gymnastics sometimes, and she would play like Kanye West or like whatever music that she was listening to. Did you feel it distinctly had like more or less fun than the music you listened to when you were her age?
What was fun to me then and what's fun to me when I was her age are different.
Okay, how? Like, tell me about that.
Well, nothing mattered much when I was her age. Now, I mean, it matters so much. And she works very hard to make sure that the bad music doesn't get played for Grandpa.
Are you playing Kanye tonight?